The recent grounding of the 737 MAX has been a classic case of decision-making around risks and benefits. It's the sort of case we'll use to teach leadership and decision-making in medical school and probably business school. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with his second opinion. It's classic because the decision has huge potential dangers, plane crashes, many stakeholders, families, passengers, pilots, flight attendants, air traffic controllers, the manufacturer, insurance companies, governments, and more. And the decision needs to be made quickly. It's not the type of thing you can study and sit around and contemplate. In medicine, we are no stranger to these types of decisions. Perhaps where we encounter these major problems most often is with surgical errors, bad drugs or devices, or say a problem in the emergency department where somebody died unexpectedly. After a decision on the outcome is made, say to ground the plane, then starts the process of figuring out what went wrong, and then what went wrong with that, and then what went wrong with that, all focused on the disaster. The plane crashed or the patient died in surgery. More often, major problems have a cascade of causes. The problem with dissecting major problems to look for causes is that there are so many players and perspectives to consider. Each group of stakeholders is only knowledgeable about a small piece of the problem, and they see the problem from that one perspective. So if we take only one individual's perspective, say just talking to the surgeon or just talking to the engineers at Boeing, we can easily fail to consider larger implications and parallel causes. While the problem is often obvious, the plane crashed, the causes are hidden below the surface. They are the roots. This is very different from asking whose fault is it so we can cast blame. Root cause analysis is reactive. That is, it takes place after the problem and it explores what went wrong so we can prevent it from happening again. Root cause analysis started in engineering years ago by the founder of Toyota Cars, Sakichi Toyoda. Root cause analysis assumes that systems and events are interrelated. An action in one area can trigger an action in another, and so on and so forth. So for complicated problems, there are often multiple areas to look at. There are software causes, physical causes, human error causes, communication causes, organizational causes, regulatory causes, and so on. By tracing back each of these actions, we can try to discover where the problem started and how it grew larger and larger into a disaster. Major problems are usually complex and involve broken systems, not just flawed software or flawed people. Unless we take a systems approach, the answers we get will not prevent problems in the future. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.